Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, people.
I think this could be a very interesting show because Derek has been celebrating.
And what does celebration mean? I have nothing in front of me but love for my co-host, Tina. Tina,
thank you.
So good today. She has on a short black miniskirt, and she is just flowing through the atmosphere, and you don't know how much restraint it takes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
As I said, Derek has been celebrating today, and it's not really a mini skirt.
Oh, yes, it is. Actually, she's so modest, but everyone knows that she is a modest woman, and because of her modesty, that just makes her all the more desirable. So
that's what I hear.
Last time we talked about Mr. Michael Douglas, who had received cancer of the throat because he ate pussy.
Did you look up the details of that?
You know, I just couldn't believe it. I didn't look at anything because who would think that eating pussy would cause such a detriment to human life?
Right. But you didn't look up the details.
Well,
let's look it up.
Let me ask you the details.
Do
you like your pussy eating?
Who doesn't?
Oh, yes. So, I find this very hard to believe. I think Mr. Douglas is lying. I don't believe he received HPV from eating pussy. I just don't believe it.
He may have. He just.
Do you think Catherine Zeta-Jones is like that?
What do you mean?
Well, that's
like
his
wife.
Like anything? Do you think that he would actually get something from licking his
wife? Do you know the majority of the population has some form of an STD?
No.
Yes, they do.
I disbelieve that.
Oh,
I do not believe that. Really?
Don't believe it.
Callers, call in if you have some sexually transmitted disease. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. HPV is very common. It's not, you know, horrible. You're not going to die from it. Herpes is extremely common.
HPV.
You're not going to die from it.
So if I look at my vagina, and I'll use the correct term.
Okay.
If I lick a woman's vagina randomly, there's a chance that I could get HPV?
If you're looking at it?
Licking it.
Oh, licking it. Yes. If the person has HPV, which is genital warts, which may or may not be very visible. They could be very small. They could be... You could maybe almost not see them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad. I mean, you just can't go around licking vagina anymore? What happened to the world?
Well, I think Michael Douglas, I'm looking at this right now. I don't think he's saying that he didn't mean to say that he specifically got it. He says, I was trying to make a public service comment. And I didn't mean to cause any embarrassment to his wife or her family. And plus, it could have been any time in his life that he could have, you know, gotten something like that when he was single. I mean, who knows?
So you're trying to tell me, and you're covering for Michael Douglas.
No, I'm reading this article on Gawker.
When he performed cunnilingus at the age of 20, it's not going to show up to the time he's 75?
Well, it could have. It's possible. There's a lot of things that people are asymptomatic. They don't have any symptoms of these things. So yesterday I was talking to a young girl.
Okay.
I picked her up. I befriend people sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Because you're that kind of spirit.
I know, right?
But
so
this is
this
why.
This young girl, she called me and she needed a ride and I'm like, okay, a ride from the health department. They had given her a bunch of food, and it was, like, too much to carry. And then we stopped at a fire station, got her some water, and, you know, I took her to her house.
Okay.
So anyway, so she's a young woman, And she was getting STD testing and some other lead testing, you know, and all those testing. Also STD testing. So I didn't know. She's like, yeah, I got the herpes. And I'm like hoping I don't have anything else because I got like some discharge.
Oh. Like,
right. So it's, these things are very common. STDs are really common.
Discharge is not common. Is okay, that what you're saying?
No, but she could have something simple like chlamydia or something else that she needs to take some medicine for and get it done. But she was getting a test, so that's good and proactive of her. But she's this young 18-year-old woman, and, you know, unfortunately, yeah, she's been not practicing safe sex or safer sex. Because there is no safe sex, Derek.
Well, you know what? I was under the impression that there was safe sex.
No, there is none.
No?
No.
I'm blown away right now. And
oh,
it's so
come
funny.
On.
Like, listen,
come on.
I want
come
the
on.
Audience to understand right now, like, when I intro the show, it's a different attitude. But when Tina intros the show, it's straight, hardcore, balls to the wall. This is why we love Tina, right? Like, there's no playing around. So,
well,
like,
you know, you just gotta, you just have to be aware and educated.
Okay.
You didn't know that there's no thing, such thing as safe sex.
No, no, because
well,
you know what?
What do you
like,
think safe sex is?
Safe sex is like me making a guesstimation that she doesn't have a disease.
Oh, that is not safe sex. That is like so unsafe.
What? Really? Like, why do I have to assume that this woman that I want to penetrate, I have to wear a condom for? Because I understand that women don't like condoms anyway.
Oh, I love condoms. They're like the best thing ever.
You love condoms?
Oh, God, yeah. Flavored condoms, regular condoms.
Really?
You can cover that thing.
I thought women like it raw.
Well, you know, sure, sometimes.
But
you've got to love condoms, you know, because you need to protect yourself.
Callers, do you like condoms? Tell us. If you like condoms. I don't like condoms. I don't like fiddling around with them. I don't like trying to put them over my massive shaft. That's a guy conversation. But I don't like condoms at all. If you like condoms, call us. Let us know. Because I personally feel that a vagina feels so much better without
Sure, it might, and that's why there's too many children in the world, unplanned pregnancies, and STDs.
It's not our fault because
we're talking about, oh, it feels better. Oh, please, come on.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Flint, Michigan. We are at 6:07 p.m. on a Thursday night. And the conversation may not sound right, but we are having so much fun because we are celebrating.
What?
Victory of the Irish. Now, listen, I want to apologize to all my Scottish brothers out there because, you know what, it is hard to take a loss, you know, at any time in life. But to let the Irish be the ones to beat you, I know that that is another conversation entirely. So we want to salute you and honor you, Scottishmen, and say, hey, every dog has its day.
Okay, right.
All right.
And it's a great excuse to drink beer.
It is. It is. I drank so much green beer today, I can't even tell you.
And he's drinking non-green beer right now as we speak.
Non-green beer right now. Non-green
beer.
Yeah.
And I forgot. And I should have got my own libations. There.
Why didn't
like,
you bring
oh,
any libations?
I forgot.
Oh, listen,
we're
going
to have to start doing this every Thursday.
I have to tell you
something. It's happy hour. Ooh, it should be happy hour with Derek and Tina.
Happy hour.
Yeah.
You guys should look at Tina's nails right now. Tina has a French manicure.
Yeah,
here.
Which I hear is extremely hot. All my men like it best. Better than red, better than pink, better than
well,
anything.
Well, French manicure is very sexy. I'm liking this. I'm working with an erection here, and I'm trying to calm it down, but it's good. Even on the thumbs, the pinky,
yeah.
It's very sexy. Who did this for you?
I do them myself.
Really?
Yes, I do.
It's very nice.
Well, thank you very much.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes.
So listen, you have on boots right now.
I do.
But I understand that women also get their toes done in a French manicure.
Sometimes. Right now, my toes are red.
Really?
Yeah. I have my boots on, but they are red toenails.
Really?
Yeah, because I like... Hey, Derek's trying to take off my boots to prove
why not?
The red nail polish.
I
want to
see it.
She is so
timid.
Okay. And I'm on socks and everything.
Oh! So,
they're
listen.
Red.
French manicures,
yes.
Red toenails.
Yes.
That is the ultimate St. Patrick's Day treat, right?
I don't know about that.
So do you do your toes as well as your fingers?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes, I do them myself.
Okay, so like...
Sometimes it is nice to go get a manicure and pedicure, but to do it when I gotta, fix my nails every 3 or 4 days, that would get really expensive.
3 or 4 days?
Yeah, I do them like twice a week if I'm keeping them this way.
Really?
Yeah, because I use my hands. That sounded funny.
What do you use your hands for?
I wash the dishes and, I just use my hands a lot.
You don't do any wraparounds with those?
Occasionally. Yeah,
nice.
So they have to be updated. Not, ow!
Why are you saying ow?
Because you, pulled on my toe. Look at my toe. And I did hurt that toe a few months ago. It still hurts a little bit sometimes. So red toes.
Nice.
So,
what's the topic for the day?
What is the topic for the day?
I am not leading this conversation today, as you may know.
Well, I think the safe sex is good.
Safe sex.
Save this idea of whether there's safe sex or not safe sex, I think is important. Because you do want to practice safer sex. Remember, we started talking about it last week. Dental dam.
Oh.
Condom.
Yeah. Buzzword.
It's important.
Do you have any words? What's your safety word?
Oh, a safe word?
Yeah.
I don't need a safe word. I don't do things that I need a safe word for. Unless, some of my old clients had safe words.
Unless.
Right. My old clients had safe words, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't need them.
What's the safe word that one of your clients said?
Bubbles. Yeah, bubbles was one.
Bubbles.
Right. I know, that's a good one, right?
Wow.
One client was, this is funny. So he hired me as a dominatrix, right, to be tied up.
You were a dominatrix.
I told you that before.
I know, in real life.
It was, it was kind of fun. I liked getting paid for it.
So
I didn't have... pleasure from it. I had pleasure from it from the idea that it's really hot to get paid for that. I mean, that really is hot.
Tina?
Yeah.
How much does it cost for 1 hour?
$300 at UQ.
$300?
It would be a lot more now because that was, 10 years ago or something.
About $450?
Right. It would go up.
Listen, guys, if you want an amazing time with the dominatrix, Tina, $450 for...
And there, that does not include... There's no sex.
No sex. Oh,
right.
Of course not.
No, it's just the
but
domination.
For $450, mm-hmm. would the guys get an orgasm?
They may. That's up to them. I would not give them an orgasm. That's not my job.
Oh,
my job
God.
Would be to tie them, to do whatever it is that it would be for them.
I love it. Okay.
Right. So,
nice. Okay.
So one gentleman, right? And this only happened one time. A guy freaked out. He got, I think he'd never done it before. He just had the fantasy of it. And to do it live and to be tied up, he started freaking out and almost crying and had to go home.
Really?
By the way, there is no refund.
$450, no refund.
sudden.
Oh, my God.
If you can't handle it and you have to go home, I'm very sorry. I'll give you a hug, and then, but I keep the money.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
Does it take a certain type of disposition to be a dominatrix? Or do you think any woman could be a dominatrix?
Well, no, I think you have to be very creative. You have to be an actress. You have to be very caring. I mean, because you don't want to, even though you might have a persona, some people might want a mean dominatrix. Some people might want a funny dominatrix. Some people, you know, might want to just... work out some odd fantasy. Some people might really want to feel pain. I mean, everybody's got something different.
Right.
So I had a very extensive interview process. It wasn't like people could just, you know, call me up, and that's not how it works. So I would have a very lengthy interview process, interview by email, interview maybe on the phone, interview in person before there would ever be a session. So I'm pretty thorough because I have to be concerned for my own safety.
Of course.
For the safety of other people. Is it the right fit? Because there's certain things that I'm not interested in doing as a dominatrix.
Literally the right fit? Or...
No, not literally.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. So there's, for most people in a real situation like that, there is a process. You have questionnaires, you have fantasies to fill out. Like, what is it that you're looking for in that exchange? Sure. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's important.
Interesting.
Yes, it is.
So, what is our next topic? We talked about...
Right.
We talked about men.
Yeah.
Living their fantasies with a voluptuous goddess like yourself.
Oh, thank
right?
you.
And
thank you, kind sir.
It is all about, it's all about what? The money? It's all about...
For me, it's only about the money. Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. No, I don't mean to burst all the bubbles. But yeah, for me, it was only about the money. And it's kind of, you know... We talked about this in one of our first couple shows when we were just talking about, in general, our history and going from, like, phone sex and then doing the dominatrix was really fun because I already had that playfulness and was doing fantasies with people on the phone. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of hot to get paid for that. And it could be a little bit of me taking a little bit of power back because I had been sexually abused and you know, all of those things kind of existed before I really worked in the realm of happiness and self-love and those kinds of things. And of course, I was doing happiness work by the time I was doing dominatrix work, I think.
Okay. That's an oxymoron, right?
Right.
Maybe it goes hand in hand.
It does go hand in hand. Because the thing about it is that there's no reason to feel shame. There's no reason... any of that. I mean, of course, I don't talk about that with everybody. Of course, now I am on the radio, and who knows who listens. I have no idea who listens. I don't even care. If they want to bring it up to me, like, holy shit, Tina, I listened to that show. What the fuck? You were like a dominatrix. Are you crazy? Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Certifiable.
Let
me ask you this. If a person wanted to penetrate you at a younger age, say high school, junior high, and you understood the power of sex, would you let them?
I don't know. I don't know because I can't even go back to that, what that would have been like, because I learned about sex in an abusive way. Mm. So I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's,
I have no idea.
It's normal how it came down to you.
Right. I have no idea. But I think doing some of those other things helped me bring a little bit of sex sense of power or control back to me in my as a sexual being where I didn't have control over my sexual being for some period of time at different times and different people who, because it wasn't just the one person who had raped and abused me from when I was 12 to 16. There was acquaintance rape. There was a neighbor rape. There was, other things. So I think all of those things together, there was so much that wasn't, I didn't feel powerful about.
Mm-hmm.
And so the exploring in those ways gave me that little bit of sense of power. And it was super fun. And I get paid for it. It was the most fun part of all, I have to say. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Benjamins, baby.
Right. Benjamins. I mean, how great to just talk on the phone and somebody is getting off on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit powerful. You know, and often I do have a very strong sensual energy.
Okay.
And
what do you do with that?
I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
Well, it does affect a lot of men in different ways.
How does it affect you?
I'm not sure. I'm still exploring that. I'm still totally exploring that. Because now I'm kind of in a place where I don't necessarily want to just have sex, even if it's great sex, even if it's with men who, like, practically worship me. I don't know. It's not that appealing right now.
Right. Right.
It's like that. I'm ready to move to the next level, another level, which I don't know yet.
Hmm.
So I'm, like, moving to this other level, and I'm saying no to a lot of the men in my life and kind of clearing. Remember what I was saying? I was clearing the men buffet.
Right, right. So
yeah.
If you go to this next level, how come you just can't say that you don't want to attract anything else and just be on that next level?
I don't know, because I'm not sure what it is. I'm still kind of exploring that a little bit. So.
Okay.
So in the short term, you know, there's two men I still are my, like, kind of favorite guys. But I don't know what will happen next, Derek. I don't know.
Oh.
And I think it's okay to not know. Don't you think it's okay for people to not know what comes next in their life?
Right, because I believe not knowing is the space in which we create anything.
Exactly.
Right? Why know? Who cares about knowing?
Right.
Most of the people that I see that I graduated with have not amounted to anything.
Hmm.
But they all knew what they wanted to do. And so
are they doing what they wanted to do?
No.
Oh, they're not doing it.
No.
They thought they knew, but then they didn't happen.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? Right.
And it takes a special person to live their dream.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's all good.
It is good. And your dreams change. Like, what my dream was 5 years ago is different than what my vision or dream is today.
Right.
So,
we all
change. What about you, Derek? Have you done what you thought you wanted to do, or have you changed that?
Well, I think that I am changing more and more, because I used to worry about a certain segment of society, and then I've just come to realize that this certain segment of society that I'm worrying about doesn't mean too much in terms of my success or my personality. So it was all about wanting to belong to a personal tribe. And because that tribe did not want me there, I had to make a decision that, you know what, fuck the tribe. Right?
Did you find a new tribe?
Yes.
Ah, nice.
Right? But it's still somewhat kind of shaky, because you want this old tribe that you had only because you see the good people within this tribe, but it wasn't meant for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
What you did.
Find
a new tribe.
Right.
Move on. Right?
Move on. Move on.
Yeah, and you know, that's powerful, because sometimes people get stuck. Like, they want to force something to happen that isn't really going to happen. And when you force it, then...
Right. You can't force anything.
What is it? What it really happens? Not...
Absolutely.
Yeah, not what you really wanted, probably.
Absolutely.
And that also goes for the case if you're trying to force something else.
Right.
Forcing relationships, forcing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, you just gotta let go and let happen.
They say in the church, let go and let God.
Yes. Yes. A lot of people say that. It means, like, you're letting go of, let's say, the worry, I think, a lot of times. And let God, you give that to God. Okay. And then you don't have to worry because God will take care of the worry. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what they said.
Have you tried it?
I let go. I just let go. I don't even know where it's going. Maybe to God, maybe to the universe, maybe nowhere. Maybe just to the wind, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it goes, so I can't really say. But I do practice letting go. I even have a forgive and let go jar. And in the Love Fest practice, we do a lot of letting go exercises, forgiveness exercises, and we tear things up. I burn them once a month on the full moon, which
okay.
will happen next week.
Are you going to the event tomorrow?
What event is that?
The pagan event.
I don't even know about them. I'm going to the Cool Cities Art Auction tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Where's that at?
Downtown Flint, Michigan.
Okay.
Greater Flint Art Council. Creative Alliance will be at Lunch Studio, and then Buckham Alley Theater, or Buckham Alley Gallery.
I need to get some people on the board, because I would like us to go down. And
go down where?
To Flint.
To
We're
Flint.
In the township.
Okay, but you want to go to Flint and do what?
Well, we'd like to get to Flint to interact with the people.
In what way?
Well, in a positive way,
oh,
in a way that helps them to understand. Oh, my God. She's mocking. It's St. Patty's Day, people, on Sex Talk with Tina and Derek, or Derek and Tina, however you want to see it. And Tina is avoiding all the sexual topics because she is a modest female.
Oh, I am so modest and innocent and sweet.
And pure and wholesome.
People do believe that, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because maybe I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh,
know.
And I don't even necessarily keep things secret. I just don't share my business everywhere, right?
Right.
So people might have a perception of me because I do good. I do a lot of good, and so they might not. They might be surprised to learn about other things that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't bother me. Whether they know about it or don't know about it, I don't care. But it's just some people do have the perception. Some people won't tell dirty jokes in front of me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a nun?
No, but they
no.
might think that.
Right.
I do work with nuns.
Right.
So I work with nuns. You know, they see me doing all this good. I work with the nuns every week. I do all this stuff. And so they have this perception, like, I'm a goody two-shoes
That's
or something.
That's kind of good to be.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I really am good. But I'm also naughty. So, yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good, Derek.
So listen, people, we have 3 minutes left on this episode of Tech Talk with Derek and Tina.
2 minutes.
Two minutes.
We're down to two. Yeah.
Okay, so we'd like to say that even though we are in this time of St. Patrick Day celebration, we want you to know that life is precious. It's important, and it's wonderful for all to participate in. So do not do anything. Who was that? Do not do anything in which you would feel ashamed, embarrassed, or that you would lose your life for.
Yeah,
celebration
absolutely.
Is a good time for all of us. Please be mindful that your life is important, and don't do anything that would cause you or your loved ones harm.
Yes. So if you're drinking today, don't drink and drive. Call Uber. Call a taxi.
Uber. Oh, my
call
God.
Somebody.
Uber rock. Uber rock. So okay. Listen, call Uber. Make sure you have some fun.
You know, my ex-husband drives Uber and owns a limo company.
Wait a minute. You have
I know. Shocking.
Oh, my God. Tina is such a sex goddess. Who would have thought that someone tied her up?
They didn't. There's a long story there.
It's a long story. Maybe next time?
No, I don't know. I don't know why that just came out of my mouth.
That was perfect. That was perfect. So,
anyway.
Next time.
Yes.
You may get a chance to understand the mystical and sexy and evasive Tina.
That's me. Yes.
Right.
All right.
I get a chance to know. But chances are, if you know her like I know her, she's not going to tell you anything. So next time on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina, you will
have fun. fun.
Have fun.
Ooh.
And learn about
yes.
sex education and that sex is powerful.
Yes.
And loving.
Yes.
And joyful.
Absolutely. Woo.
Pleasurable.
Yes, it is. Very much.
Love your neighbor. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Peace.